And let's bring him in. Let's bring in Mike Kazi.
Good morning there, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm going to make an astute baseball observation and see if you agree with me, okay? All right. Now, my observation is this. I didn't watch the whole game last night. I watched part of the Yankee game. Even if your pitcher gives up three runs, if you have bases loaded and you're down 3-1, and there are no outs, and you have your big hitter coming up in a batter, why not try a bunt, a squeeze play, when you've got the guy up at bat who supposedly knows how to bunt and can run like hell towards first base?
Who's this?
Gardner. He was batting first, and of course Stanton was batting second. So the bases are loaded. There's no out. You're down two runs. You're having trouble scoring runs. Why not try to push across a run or force a mistake?
For the same reason why Tampa Bay didn't bunt against them last week in the 11th inning when they had bases loaded and no outs.
Why?
They don't do it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. You've got Didi Gregorius. You've got three of your top hitters out. Okay, three of your top hitters are out. You've got substitute hitters basically in there. You're having trouble scoring runs, except for home runs. You got to try to make something happen sooner or later.
That's been their MO the entire season. They don't hit home runs, they don't win, they don't score.
Well,
it's not something that just happened because Judge is out. They haven't done it all year. Yeah. When Judge and everybody's in their lineup, if they don't hit home runs, they don't score runs.
I just think that unless you try to force mistakes and force teams into situations, they're never going to go there.
Why don't teams bunt continuously when CC Sabathia is pitching?
Yeah, no,
they just don't do it.
Yeah.
They don't play baseball anymore. They play stratego baseball where you have to hit home runs and the crowd goes yay instead of getting bunts and making things happen in the field, which is what baseball is all about.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. But I noticed that last night before I went to bed, and that was early in the game. But anyways, so the Yankees lose, and the Red Sox were losing, and then came back, and so Yankees slip another.
The Red Sox destroyed the team last. They won 14-6.
Yeah, and so the Yankees slip another game behind.
You look at it, the Yankees should have got swept by the White Sox, which is a calamity in itself.
Yeah.
The second game of the series, they should have lost. And luckily they didn't, because they hit two home runs late in the game, or else they go down in that game. They only had one hit, Tuesday night, through the sixth inning. Then they hit two home runs and won the game. Last night they hit no home runs, they lost the game. It is what it is. I did some math last night, and the Red Sox have 28 games, the Yankees have 29, and the A's have 28. If Boston goes 14-14, which you know they're going to do better than that, the Yankees have to go 23-6 to catch them. That's not happening, so you can throw that out the window. If the Yankees go 15-14, the A's have to go 19-9 to pass them for the play-in game, to host the play-in game. And if you look at the schedule of both teams, the A's have 14 games out of their last 29 with teams that are plus 500 records. The Yankees have 16 games out of their 29 against teams that have better than a 500 record. And Oakland plays the Yankees three times, and the Yankees play Boston six. So those nine games right there are going to determine whether the Yankees host the play-in game or not. Seattle's playing awful right now. They need to really go really nuts to pass the Yankees up. So the Yankees look like they'll get that wild card berth now. But whether they host it or not is pretty much yet to be determined. And the way they're playing now, who knows who they can beat.
I don't know. With all the troubles they're having now, they're still 8-3.
They're not getting pitching.
I know.
Their pitching's there. They're not getting pitching.
With all the troubles they're having, they're still 8-3 over their last 11 games.
And who's to say that when those other players come back, they're going to play better?
I agree with you on that.
Sanchez is hitting 200. Gregorius, you're going to get production of. And with Judge, you don't know what he's going to be able to do, if he's even going to be able to swing the bat like he used to because of the injury that he had. So, you know, all teams have injuries. The Red Sox had a bunch of injuries this year and last year. The Yankees had none last year. Now it's their turn to get injuries, and they have to play through it. If they don't, they can't win.
I think they have played through it the last time. I mean, 33% of their starting hitting lineup is out of the bat, and they're like I said, they're 8-3 in the last 11 games.
The Red Sox had more than 33% of their lineup up out for an extended period of time this year, too.
Yeah. No, they didn't. Not.
Oh, yeah, they did. Look how many games Devers lost. Look how many games
Betts
lost.
Not at the same time.
Oh, yeah, they were.
No, you're wrong. Take a look at those stats.
Check the lineup the last time the two of them played each other. None of those guys were in the lineup.
I'm just telling you, check your stats. You're wrong about that. You're wrong.
Well, you got to play the team that's on the field.
Yeah, I agree with that. I have no problem with that. All right, how did you do with Saratoga yesterday?
Swamp Rat came up short in the stretch, but Pletcher unveiled a maiden in the stakes race yesterday. Name of the horse is Opry. That paid $980 in that same race, and this horse can be any kind of a horse the way this horse won. Got left at the gate, stumbled out of the gate, was dead last, and they just ran by everybody like they were tied to a pole. So we didn't run good, but this horse, Opry, I'm betting you see this horse in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Churchill on the turf come November. Very, very good horse got unveiled yesterday by Todd Pletcher late in the meet.
All right, so what's your pick for today?
Lousy card today, bad weather. I'm going in the fourth race, 50,000 claimer, 6.5 on the dirt. I'm going with this horse, Zombie. Won 3 out of his last 4 since this horse started getting treated with Butte, albeit against Iowa Breds at Prairie Meadows. Moquette's having a pretty decent meet up at Saratoga, as well as Santana, the jockey. So I'm going to take a shot today in the fourth race with the 3-horse, Zombie.
Zombie.
Yep.
All right, and if you lose, you won't be a zombie tomorrow.
If I lose, I won't be a zombie tomorrow?
I mean, if your pick doesn't come in.
No, what do I care?
That's right. Are you putting money on Zombie?
Probably not.
All right.
Don't have any money to put on.
I know what that feels like. So now, where else do you want to go in sports? Any place else?
Oakland got beat by Houston yesterday, so Houston just extended their lead, and Houston's back. They had a bunch of injuries. They got their players back, and they look like the immovable force once again. They won 8 out of their last 10, and they're scoring a bunch of runs again. So all's well in Houston, and with the healthiness that they have of their lineup now and what happened to Oakland's pitching staff. Like I said, I think the winner of the World Series is going to come out of the West, and that'll be the Astros. And I think the only team that can take them out will be the Indians, and that's going to be a first-round matchup in the division series. So the Indians or the Astros, leaning with the Astros to get it back to the World Series again. Like I said, against the Red Sox, you see some chinks in their armor, especially when you get them into the pen. You're going to have the independability of their left-handed ace when he comes to the mound with Price. So as good as the Red Sox played all year, once the season's over, everybody's odometer goes back to zero, and the regular season means nothing. So I'm still going with the Astros to win it all.
All right, and I'm still going to get my pizza because Seattle's terrible.
No, not a pizza, $5. He gave me 3-1 with $5.
Oh,
no $5? Pizza.
Oh, no pizza. That's right. You can't. That's right. You can't spend pizza.
That's right.
I gotta remember that. You can't spend pizza.
Yeah, the Yankees. They'll make the wild card. They'll be a one and done.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you keep saying that because you kept saying that last year, and they went to within one game of getting to the World Series.
Nah, they'll be one and done.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Who's going to pitch?
Who's going to pitch?
Yeah.
Who pitched last year? They had a lousy pitching staff last year.
No, who's going to pitch this year? It's worse.
No, I think it's better what happened the other guy. I think it's much
good.
Better.
Keep on smoking that peyote weed.
I wish I had the peyote weed. I need it. I got football coming up with the Giants, too. Just remember that. Once I get past the Yankees, I got the Giants issue.
Yeah, speaking of football, the Jets pulled, I think, a boner yesterday. They traded Teddy Bridgewater to the Saints. So all the weight of the world goes on their rookie, Sam Darnold. Can I get a bet that he doesn't last a month?
Yeah, got to keep a backup quarterback. Got to keep a backup quarterback. You're right.
The most important position on a team. So they got rid of Bridgewater. They got rid of him early. Training camps haven't even busted up yet. Wouldn't you think that if you had any intentions to trade Bridgewater, you would wait until the season starts to see which big quarterback goes down and they're going to need a viable backup, which they don't have, and then you can trade Bridgewater at that point to get more for him?
Yep.
That's why the Jets are the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Jets. Bad move that was. That you can guarantee this is going to come back and bite them.
Yep, absolutely.
Guarantee it.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports today here on Robin Hood Radio.